Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Who can beat Kentucky this season? That would be nobody. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Considering the Kentucky Wildcats probably won't lose a game this season, the Tar Heels acquitted themselves pretty well Saturday in a 14-point loss at Rupp Arena. To have a chance to defeat the top-ranked Wildcats, you can't just do some things well. Yes, Carolina shot the ball better in the first half, but not the second. They actually out-rebounded the gargantuan Cats by 7, but they turned the ball over 18 or 19 times, depending on what box score you looked at, and sent Kentucky to the foul line for 31 free throws. Tell me, how do you defend that lob play when a big UK guard comes blowing down the floor and lofts an alley-oop pass to either side of the basket so one of the Kentucky bigs can go up, up, up and throw it down, down, down? And if Kentucky makes half of his three-pointers, supposedly one of the Wildcat weaknesses, then losing by 14 points in Lexington is certainly no disgrace. Roy Williams was irritated after the game because of the mistakes his team made that created a large deficit in the first half and then stilted a comeback effort in the second. Coaches talk about sharing the basketball, but they mean you have to treasure it as well. The Tar Heels have always turned the ball over some. That's the nature of how fast they play. But there are good turnovers and bad turnovers, the difference being how many throwaways result in points on the other end of the floor. Kentucky had 12 steals, which were two-thirds of UNC's turnovers, and led to some easy baskets that led to 56% shooting by the Wildcats. It was by far their best game of an undefeated season in terms of shooting the ball and turning over the other team. That's a deadly combination against any opponent, and it's Kentucky's formula for winning this season, along with so much depth that it eventually wears down the opponent. The top four teams in the country right now are Kentucky, Arizona, Duke, and Wisconsin, which would make one hell of a Final Four. But over 40 minutes, Kentucky has too much of everything, such as players. Quick, name three Wildcats right now. Bet you can't. A team with great depth and talent and no superstars is, well, unbeatable. This is Archansky. See ya.